Ben gets the shotgun snap. He's back. He pumps. He scampers forward. He's going to run. 10, 5, Ben, touchdown. 13-yard run. Ben Roethlisberger with the score, and that's his first rushing touchdown of the season.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the first edition of Steelers by Position. We're taking a look pre-free agency. I'm Missy Matthews, joined by Bob Labriola of Steelers Digest and Steelers.com and Mike Prasuta of the DVE Morning Show and Steelers.com. Guys, we'll start with quarterbacks, the easy one. There's only three guys to talk about, one probably more than the other two, obviously Ben Roethlisberger. But let's start at the beginning of the season. Wasn't so great compared to how this team finished.
No, Missy, really wasn't. I mean, Ben shares in the responsibility for what ended up being an 0-4 start, and a good bit of it can be traced to some of the turnovers, carelessness with the football. You know, through the first four games, Ben's interceptions and lost fumbles ended up resulting in five touchdowns for the opponent. And, you know, when you're on that part of the minus on the turnover ratio, it's extremely difficult to win games.
Although that said, and I agree with Ben being responsible as anybody for his turnovers, but isn't it funny how when Le'Veon Bell got in the lineup and established, when Heath Miller got a little healthier and a little more involved, and then finally when Matt Spaeth came back and allowed Heath Miller to do more of the things
Heath Miller
does instead of trying to be that point of attack tight end with the full complement around him. Labs, am I going too far as to say that Ben Roethlisberger played some of the best football of his career?
Oh, I wouldn't argue with that at all. And, you know, one of the ways that I have been describing it, you know, I believe that there's a difference between playing quarterback and being the quarterback. Ben was the quarterback in all senses of that, the definition of the word. He gave his teammates what they needed at various times throughout the season. You know, this didn't even end in the playoffs in terms of this season, but I'm a believer that it was his best year.
And the way they incorporated the no-huddle attack and the way they were able to kind of marry what Todd Haley wants, which is getting the ball out and avoiding the sacks and keeping them upright and keeping them healthy, with what Ben Roethlisberger wants, which is to be the guy who gets to call the plays and run the show on the field. It came together nicely. They were able to continue building on that. They were able to do it home, on the road, good weather, poor conditions. Really, to me, very encouraging the way the offense finished in terms of how everybody was on the same page philosophically and execution-wise.
Labs, you mentioned the turnovers and results. Let's take a look at that, kind of dissecting first four games versus the last four, and just huge difference in terms of what you guys were kind of speaking about that this offense made.
Yeah, Missy, you know, only one fumble and five interceptions over the last eight games. As you're looking at the chart there, four fumbles and five interceptions over the first four. So Ben threw as many interceptions over the last half of the season as he did in the first four games, you know, of that losing streak. And then the points off turnovers are significantly down as well. Again, the first thing you need to do is not beat yourself. The quarterback is the number one guy who can prevent that from happening or make it happen, because he touches the ball all the time. Ben protected it tremendously in the second half of the season. That's big reason why the Steelers were 6-2.
And when it came out of the pocket quickly, a lot less chance for the sack, strip, fumble, scoop, score, all that bad stuff that happens when the quarterback has the ball that gets knocked out of his hand behind the line of scrimmage.
All right, let's talk about Ben's backup, Bruce Gradkowski. We didn't see any of him in the regular season because for only the second time in his whole career, Ben played all 16 games. But capable backup that you guys liked being behind Ben this season?
I don't know, and I'm happy to say I don't know. And I think if Bruce Gradkowski would complete his contract here, never having to take a snap after the preseason, I would look upon his time here as a raging success. I don't really know what to say about Bruce Gradkowski. I have nothing bad to say, certainly. But, you know, I really think that's the optimum situation for a veteran backup. You don't have to play.
All right, Landry Jones, I think it's fair to say we don't know much about him. We've only really seen him in training camp, a little bit of pregame, mostly like this, in shorts.
Yeah, and obviously the Steelers liked him for a reason. They drafted him where they drafted him for a reason. We're still not real sure about what those reasons are, and I'm not trying to be cute or glib there. He didn't get to play either. This is a guy who drafted as a developmental player. So before any definitive conclusions are going to be reached on Landry Jones, a lot more time is going to have to pass.
I think if you look at him, why he was drafted was to eventually be the guy who replaces Bruce Gradkowski as the guy who backs up Ben.
All right, that's going to do it for quarterbacks. For Bob and Mike and Missy, we'll see you on our next edition of Steelers by Position.